Okay, so we believe as an industry that in Okay, so we believe as an industry that in the next 1 year, the vast majority of programmers will be replaced by AI programmers. We also believe that within 1 year, you will have graduate-level mathematicians that are at the tippy top of graduate math programs. There's lots of reasons to think this is going to happen. This is the consensus. You go, okay, well, that's pretty interesting. Now, I can't do that kind of math. Very few people can do that math. How can the computer do that math better than anybody else? To some degree, it's because math has a simpler language than human language. So the way these algorithms actually work is they're doing essentially word prediction. So you take a sentence, you take a word out, and then it learns how to put the correct word back in. This is called a loss function, and it's optimized to do that at a scale that's unimaginable to us as humans. So you do the same thing for math, but there you use a conjecture and then a proof format through a protocol called Lean. In programming, it's pretty simple. You just keep writing code until you pass the programming test. So strangely, the first question I always ask programmers is, what language do you program in? And the correct answer is, it doesn't matter. Because you're trying to design for an outcome, you don't care what code is generated by the computer. This is a whole new world, okay? So that's 1 year, okay? What happens in 2 years? Well, I've just told you about reasoning, and I've told you about programming, and I've told you about math. Programming plus math are the basis of sort of our whole digital world. So the evidence and the claims from the research groups in OpenAI and Anthropic and so forth is that they're now somewhere around 10 or 20% of the code that they're developing in their research programs is being generated by the computer. That's called recursive self-improvement, is the technical term. So what happens when this thing starts to scale? Well, a lot. One way to say this is that within 3 to 5 years, we'll have what is called general intelligence, AGI, which can be defined as a system that is as smart as the smartest mathematician, physicist, you know, or artist, writer, thinker, politician, maybe not in the same level, but you get the idea. Just the creative industries and so forth. But imagine that in one computer. Okay, well, that's pretty interesting. I call this, by the way, the San Francisco consensus, because everyone who believes this is in San Francisco. It may be the water.